At a Navy Court of Inquiry in Honolulu, a picture is emerging of the circumstances surrounding last month's deadly accident between a U.S. nuclear submarine and a Japanese fishing boat. The admiral charged with investigating the crash testified for a second day yesterday. He said the USS Greenville's sole mission on that fateful day was to show off its capabilities to 16 civilian visitors. He said the visitors, while not directly responsible for the tragedy, may have been a serious distraction to the crew. NPR's Andy Bowers reports from Pearl Harbor.
Yesterday began with a tour of the dry-docked Greenville by the three admirals heading up the Court of Inquiry. They wanted to get a sense of the confined space of the sub's control room, where a series of seemingly routine maneuvers turned tragic on February 9th. While executing a so-called emergency blow or fast surfacing procedure, the Greenville came right up underneath the Japanese boat Ehime Maru, leaving nine people missing and presumed dead. After the tour, which was closed to the press and public, Rear Admiral Charles Griffiths resumed his testimony. Griffiths conducted the Navy's preliminary inquiry into the accident. He said the Greenville had been scheduled for a training exercise, which would include a visit from the 16 civilians. But when the exercise was canceled, a day cruise for the civilians was arranged. Griffiths speculated that this was so as not to disappoint the visitors, who had traveled from around the country, quote, at a considerable cost and effort. Griffiths told the court that civilian visits are supposed to be in conjunction with other operations, and that sailing specifically for the visitors was, quote, the exception to the rule. Griffiths said the number of visitors was about average, and even though most or all of them were in the control room during the emergency blow, the ship can run safely with even more people in the cramped space. But he suggested their presence prove disruptive in other ways. Several crew members told Griffiths they had trouble seeing everything they needed to see or communicating with the captain due to the visitors, and a sonar operator who was supposed to be supervising a trainee was assigned instead as a tour guide. The Greenville had also sailed that day with only two-thirds of its crew, although Griffiths said that wasn't necessarily a problem. But add to that that an important but not essential piece of sonar equipment wasn't working, and Griffiths said it all suggested the sub should have slowed down the preparations for a rapid surfacing maneuver. But the tour was running late, and Griffiths reiterated what he said on Monday, that the Greenville's commander, Scott Waddell, seemed to be in a hurry. Griffiths said Waddell ordered the preparations for a preliminary periscope check to be done in about half the usual time, and the periscope check itself took only 80 seconds. Griffiths estimated a proper check should take at least 3 minutes. The periscope did not locate the Ehime Maru, even though it had shown up on the sub's sonar. Griffiths also said both the ship's executive officer and a senior officer who happened to be aboard told him in interviews that they had some concerns about the haste of the preparations. But he said neither mentioned anything to Waddell at the time. The executive officer, Lieutenant Commander Gerald Pfeiffer, is one of the three subjects of this proceeding, along with Waddell and a junior officer. It should be noted how a court of inquiry differs from a court-martial. When Admiral Griffiths began his testimony, Waddell's lawyer kept objecting to hearsay and speculation relayed by the admiral. But the court's lawyer reminded him that the military code of evidence does not apply here. So Griffiths has been able not only to give his expert opinion, which the court will likely respect since he's an experienced submariner, but also freely relay hearsay, speculation, and even his guesses about what was going through the minds of various crew members. The Court of Inquiry can only recommend to the Navy what further action to take, if any. It could lead, however, to an actual court-martial. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Pearl Harbor.